Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
any, go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut
now,
what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents' guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.
I'm just wearing a basketball jersey. I don't know if I would count that as a costume.
You had a sweatband on earlier, so.
I did, but we weren't recording it. And I'm, no. Yeah, it's my Zac Efron Troy Bolton Wildcats High School Musical jersey.
You got it. Got it. What's the song? You gotta take the shot. Something like that, right?
you gotta get your head.
That's
in the
it.
Game.
Gotta get your head in the game. Just keep your head in the game. Too many gottas. And don't be afraid to shoot the outside, Jay. Just keep your head in the game. You gotta get your head in the game.
All right, you guys ready to start?
I think so.
Dennis, are you ready?
He sent a chat, so. Say Tony Double D is too. Oh, God.
Okay, all right. Welcome to the Pick Freaks first annual or inaugural March Madness special. Today, it's me, Kevin. We have Owen here, of course, and then Tony Double D joining us on the microphone.
Hey, boys.
Oh, that's so good.
Hey, boys, it's good to hear you. I was just talking to Stephen A. and Skip, and I got some good picks in, so let's get started.
Okay, Tony Double D, slow your roll so we can go.
Obviously, Tony Double D is here in his patented thick-rimmed glasses, slicked back hair, suit and tie. Owen's in his pretty standard costume. He's got a finger injury, it looks like. And yeah, I'm just here wearing my Zac Efron High School Musical jersey just to give a quick portrait of what's happening here. Are you guys ready to discuss some March Madness basketball?
It's great to be on. I listen to you guys all the time. Very curious about Owen's picks. I know how much he loves just different things. Can't wait to hear those.
What's your favorite episode, Tony Double D?
The Shining.
That's great. Well, Dennis couldn't make it, I should have mentioned, but we do have Tony Double D here. So I think he'll be a much higher energy, much more articulate person. It'll be nice to have
I got presence. Notes. I know Dennis is a big notes guy, likes to brag about how he doesn't take notes, so Tony's here.
All right, let's get into it then, because we got to get this rolling. But I should note, we are recording this the day before the March Madness 2024 NCAA men's basketball tournament, and we'll be releasing it the day of the start. So it'll be completely useless in terms of bracket selection, as well as quick analysis of the games. So I'm not exactly sure who this is for.
I feel like this is for everyone that just loves sports.
Oh, okay. Just for like the casual sports fan.
Yeah. And my, what? Sorry.
I can speak on that. I was thinking that it is going to fill a nice one day void of content, because everybody's releasing content up to March Madness, and then they'll be releasing content after March Madness starts. We're going to hit that sweet spot of like a one day zone.
Yeah, no one's going to be watching the games. They're just going to be listening to the podcast.
Yeah, we're the podcast for the people who like March Madness but don't pay attention to it.
Well, I have a following, the Tone Dogs, likes to listen to what my picks. So they're going to wake up tomorrow morning. First thing they're going to do is hit play on this podcast. They're going to accidentally listen to Shogun because it won't be uploaded by the time that they need it uploaded. And They're going to love Shogun. They're going to learn a lot about Japanese history from us. I mean, from you boys. And after that, they're going to get some good picks.
All right. Well, here's what I'm thinking. Let's do region by region. We'll look at each team in first round matchup. We'll quickly select our pick for the finalist of each region. And then after each region is complete, we'll take a look at what we think is going to be the destined final four and figure out a champion from there. What do you guys think? Sound like a plan?
Sounds A-okay.
All right, Tony Double D. I can't wait to hear what you got cooking. Let's start in the East. I should mention I started doing some research on each matchup, but my research did get a little lazier as the matchups went on. So I don't know how helpful it'll be in terms of analysis, but we'll give it our best. Oh, and did you have something?
No, just excited to get to the picks.
Okay. All right. Let's start with East region. We got number one, UConn versus number 16, Stetson. I'll start. UConn is the defending champion Huskies. They won the Big East championship by 20. They're the obvious tournament favorite. You guys excited about UConn? Do you think they have a shot to win it all?
I think they're going to lose first round to Stetson Hatters. Oh, no. So I don't know why everyone thinks they're that great.
Tony Double D, what do you think?
So I just got some facts about. I like to throw the stats around each team. Stetson University Waterboy was filmed at Stetson University. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I call this the Waterboy matchup because UConn, you can do it.
Oh, this is great.
That's a good point. So right now, you guys both think Stetson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see their logo? It's so cool. It's very on trend too. It's cowboy themed. So they're the Hatters.
Oh, okay. It's a very Yellowstone. Okay, well, can I make a quick case against Stetson? Famous Protestant university. And as we learned from Shogun, that is the antithesis of a Catholic boy. So personally, I know Stetson is the obvious choice here, but I'm going to go UConn.
Yeah, change my pick.
Yeah, me too.
Go UConn.
All right. We like, as much as we like Stetson, UConn does seem like they can pull this one off. Let's get into the next matchup here. Number 8, Florida Atlantic versus number 9, Northwestern. Tony Double D, tell us what you think about Florida Atlantic.
So the FAU Owls. One of the only birds that can't fly without turbulence. I call this matchup the Schwimmers versus the Flyers. Northwestern, famous for David Schwimmer alumni, versus the Owls. Kevin, Hugh Hefner also went there. Have you watched his videos?
I can't say I have, Tony Double D, but I would like to note that Northwestern, in addition to David Schwimmer and Hugh Hefner, we also got Seth Meyers and Zach Braff. And here's my take on Northwestern. It's a good school, but not quite Ivy League. What's up with that?
I don't know anything about the school. David Schwimmer, Stephen Colbert, and Hugh Hefner.
And they got it. It's just a bad color. I don't like the color purple for a school. It just sucks that you can't wear a lot of outfits. You know, you can't wear your gear around. Purple's hard to wear. So Owls are much cooler than the color purple. So I'm going Florida Atlantic.
Which team is the Owls?
Florida Atlantic.
FAU.
I like Florida Atlantic here. Let me make a quick case
Sorry, cutting you off there really quick, Kevin. It's just because I really love birds, too. If you guys know, I'm a bird guy. So raptors are my favorite type of bird. And if they're the Owls, I think that's why they're going to win.
You're also in the Northwest, right?
Yeah, but where is Northwestern? Isn't it like...
I'm assuming the northwestern tip of the United States.
You know, it's actually right down the street from me. Yeah. I swear it's in Chicago or something. It makes no sense. I feel like the name doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're out on Northwestern. We like Florida Atlantic.
That's where I'd rather go.
Yeah, I would say that Florida Atlantic, located in Boca Raton, famously once the home of the National Enquirer. They were like the newspaper that did all like the Elvis stories. So yeah, I like Florida Atlantic in this. I think we got to go Florida Atlantic. All right, next.
Lock it in.
Is that what? Oh, I forgot about Tony's favorite patented phrase. You might be hearing that quite a bit on this podcast. If I know Tony. All right, next up, number 5 San Diego State versus number 12 UAB. Let me start first. San Diego State. San Diego State reminds me a lot of the Hatters of Stetson, because if you've ever been to San Diego, all the guys there wear these stupid flat brim hats, like these like surfer hats, and I fucking hate it. I'm out on San Diego State. What do you guys think?
San Diego is just, it's nice weather. So I feel like they're going to win. I don't know. UAB is just a bad name. I don't even know who that is.
It's in Alabama. They have pretty decent weather there.
That makes
too.
Sense. No, Alabama versus San Diego. That's opposite.
Yeah, I feel like there's no breeze in Alabama.
No breeze means no winds.
I'm calling this matchup the Mascot Massacre. 1, San Diego State. They're the Aztecs, and UAB is called Blaze the Dragon. Who's going to win, a fucking dragon or an Aztec warrior, Owen?
I would think a dragon, right?
If they... Yeah, and this dragon, yes.
Can I make a quick case for UAB?
I think that is just it,
yeah, that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. Dragons. I've locked it in, UAB.
I know, and I want to solidify this. I want to lock this in because I can.
I locked it, Kevin.
All right, well, unlock it really quick because I want you to lock it. Okay.
I'm easily persuaded, Tony B, Double D. There's no hard opinions here.
All right. UAB, as Owen alluded to, complicated acronym. It is short for University of Alabama at Birmingham. And I can sell you guys on this pick in 2 words. S-Town. That podcast about Alabama.
Isn't that one that your barber knows really well, Dennis, right?
Dennis is you, barber.
Or, yeah. I mean, you and our friend Dennis, I think, have the same barber and
yes,
same dad, potentially.
Every time I run into, he tells me the story like I haven't heard it before. So.
Okay. Lock it in?
Lock it in.
All right, let's get down to... He likes to shoot it with a shotgun after he locks it in when it's a really good
hit. No, that's the prisoner after I lock it.
Oh. All right, next matchup. This is a really good one. Number 4, Auburn versus number 13, Yale. Let's start with Owen.
You know how you talked about how you think that Northwestern is a fake Ivy League school? Feel like Yale is too. Yale seems fake.
Yale's in the Ivy League.
I know, but is it really though? It seems fake. It seems like it got let in because its name. It's short. It's a short name. They wear white and blue. If you wear white and blue, I think you're in.
Question for you two. Well, you guys, this will show how educated you are. What state is Yale located in? Tony Double D.
Rhode Island.
Fuck. Delaware.
It's in the
New Hampshire.
It's up there. It's somewhere. It's in that area. It is definitely New England.
I would like to go on record that Tony Double D is a Yale graduate. It is located in Connecticut.
Yeah, I knew it was over there.
Right, yeah.
What were you trying to pull on us right there, Kevin? Like we didn't know anything? You thought we were gonna guess Florida, Texas, California?
You both guessed 4 states in New England and every one of them was wrong.
That is close enough though, right?
Okay, so you knew it was in New England. I'll give you that. No, I personally like Yale here because if I were to go to an Ivy League school, if I could get into one, that's where I would go. But my case for Auburn here is Auburn is located in Alabama and S-Town podcast.
Again, same reference. Okay. It's all you know about Alabama.
It's not much more to learn. S-Town. Yeah.
So mine just came down to nerdy people versus non-nerdy people.
And you're walking the line too, Tony. I can't tell if you're nerdy or non-nerdy.
I would say he's kind of a jock type, like an ex-jock.
The glasses are throwing me off.
I'm bulk, not chubby. And Look how wide my eyes are. Maybe I see a nerdy guy with wide eyes. I'm doing coke. Okay.
Oh, Tony, you're crazy.
I say fuck the nerds. Go Auburn, S Town.
Yeah, my last thing on Auburn was it's a hair color. It's close to brown. Yeah. If I had hair, it would be brown. You guys have brown hair. Let's lock it in.
Lock it in.
Number 6, BYU versus number 11, Duquesne.
Too much church. BYU's too much church, right? They're churchy.
It is. I'm sure Tony Double D has dubbed this game an instant classic. What are you calling it?
I call it the Mormons versus the Catholic, because Duquesne is a Catholic school. And I got some quick facts about Mormons. Jesus Christ is Satan's brother. God lives near a planet called Kolob. The Garden of Eden was in Missouri. And the Catholics believe you can't eat meat on Fridays. Let's go, Mormons. Lock it in.
What day are they playing, though? What day is the game on? If this game is on a Friday and the Catholics can't eat their meat, I don't think that they're going to perform very well.
That's true. Wait, Owen, you're frozen.
No. I'm just locked in on my choice. Taking one out of Tony's book. I'm locking it in.
Tony Double D, do you mind if I lock this next pick in?
Lock it in.
No, but I mean, can I do the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the famous sound.
All right. We got it here. We have BYU versus Duquesne, the Catholic versus Mormons. I just saw Book of Mormon, so I think it's pretty obvious who the pick is here. We're going BYU. Oh! Okay. All right. Number 3, Illinois versus number 14, Morehead State. Morehead State is in Kentucky. I live 10 minutes from Kentucky, and I've never been to a Kentucky gas station and didn't see a shirtless person at that gas station.
What are you getting at these gas? You're stopping to get Zins, right? Are they cheaper there?
Coke Zeros, nicotine. I go to a gym in Kentucky, so I'm there all the time.
Okay.
That almost sounds like an indie song. I go to a gym in Kentucky.
Oh, Tony Double D, you like indie?
Yes, I love indie. Modest Mouse, favorite band.
Lock it in.
So Morehead seriously is in Kentucky? There is so much Kentucky on this. I know that Kentucky's a basketball breeding state. Are there a lot of basketball courts there?
No, not that I can think of.
I don't recall there ever being any. It's weird that it attracts that many people.
I just don't think there's a lot to do, and there probably is like a basketball court in every Catholic gym or every gym. So people just like spend a lot of time in those gyms. Tony Double D, do you have any takes on this game? Do you like Illinois or
I know who
State?
I want to win.
The only thing I know about this, my boy Antonio Brown tweeted, I got Morehead State winning it, I believe, in their mission. I think he's referring to the sexual act of getting head.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And yeah, that's why I picked them to win, too.
Morehead.
Because it's really cool.
Okay. Who do you, and Tony Double D, who do you like? Morehead?
Any?
All right.
Delete that.
I'll say this. I don't like Illinois because it's a weird college, because it's this big school in a small city. I think this is our first obvious Cinderella story of the tournament. Morehead State over Illinois.
Yes.
Owen, you want to lock this one in?
Am I shooting you? Is that noise?
I don't know.
You're closing the prison door. The prisoner's in there. You're locking it, and then you're shooting him.
Oh, shit.
And the prisoner has like a girl's voice.
And he goes, oh.
He's kind of into it.
Yeah.
All right. This is, I think, most interesting matchup in the region. Let's let Owen start with this because he is actually a local. We got Washington State versus number 10 Drake. Go for it, Owen.
I hate Drake, the rapper. So I'm going to go with Wazoo on this one. And I don't care about any Washington State sports. I'm just not a fan of Drake. So I figure this is easy for me.
Okay, so Owen Owen ruined Tony D's Double D's joke, which was basically Owen versus Drake. How many number albums do you have, Owen?
How many does he have?
Who?
Drake.
Oh, I have no clue. I assume some.
He might not, though, you know?
That's true. You okay. Maybe you then. I'm going Washington State. Tony Double D, don't think. He listens.
All right. I like Drake, and here's why.
No.
Here's why. I like the rapper. I think Drake Bell is having a tough time right now with the spotlight on him over this whole Nickelodeon scandal. I just feel like Drake deserves a win here, just for Drake Bell. Do you guys have any mercy?
Yeah, I don't care. That's fine.
I stand with Drake.
Lock it in. All right, last matchup of the region. We got Iowa State versus number 15 South Dakota State. Oh, and you stated that there's a lot of Kentucky. There's a lot of Iowa in here. There's also a lot of Carolina. I think I realized throughout this research.
There's a lot of states in this game, this matchup, you know? We got states everywhere.
I have no case for either. My only case for Iowa State is I once drove through Iowa, stopped at a Texas Roadhouse for dinner, had a really good time.
Yeah, that's easy, Dad. That's the pick.
And you lived in South Dakota.
I fucking hated that place. So I'm against South Dakota any way I can be. But I will say that's going to be a important game for those two states, because everyone that lives there is going to be talking about it and care, because that's the first time. Well, maybe not the first time anything sports related is important to them. So
yeah, there's no.
There's nothing going on there. Sports. Yeah, so this is a big deal for the Midwest.
All right, let's lock in.
Hey, you didn't ask about my pick.
Oh, yeah. Tony D.
It's a Jackrabbits, right? Double South D. Dakota State's a Jackrabbits. Am I correct?
Yeah. Tony knows.
SDSU. Not the Aztecs, the Jackrabbits.
Okay. So my pick, I looked at these two states and I just didn't have the energy to look into them. It's
so boring. Well, thanks for taking the time to wanting to give your take on that.
So boring.
Yeah, thanks for eating up another 45 seconds.
We have all the time in the world. Doesn't matter, Tony. Tony D?
All right, we locked in Iowa State. Okay. It's funny because I think we picked Stetson over UConn, right?
No, we changed it. We love UConn here.
Oh, because we're yeah, we don't like the Protestants. Okay, cool. I was worried that we had a bigger upset. So who do we like coming out of this region to the Final Four?
I mean, it's Morehead for me.
I would say Morehead.
I like BYU. I like their value. I know Tony like that.
And so the
BYU.
It just doesn't work that way. So we're gonna just not BYU.
Yeah. Yeah, if I had to choose between a life of the Mormon religion or Morehead, you're going to go Morehead anytime.
Well, once you're married in BYU, you get as much head as you want.
All right, let's say this. Owen, I'll switch to BYU on the case.
I'm not switching to BYU. I don't care. They're Mormons.
And
they're
Mormons
weird.
Have multiple wives, Owen. So technically,
I don't.
When you're married,
who wants that? Who wants multiple wives? You've ever seen that show, the one guy that has all the sister wives? That guy is a lunatic, and his life looks miserable. All of his wives hate him. I couldn't imagine ever being home.
How much head he get?
Not that much right now.
Tony Double D, can I sell you against BYU here?
Yeah, quickly. I'm on a schedule here.
Okay. Mormons are famous for soaking, you know, putting their dick in between a sheet and having sex.
I saw that on TikTok the other day. I was like, what the fuck is soaking? And they went into it. Go on.
If you had to pick a life between soaking or Morehead, which one are you picking? Just out of context.
What Tony would pick?
Yeah.
I guess the Morehead.
Right.
Pulling my arm.
We're folding your arm. Historically, you twist an arm and pull a
leg. You pulled it.
All right, Tony, can you lock in Morehead State coming out of the west or east region? I feel like it needs another sound bite after the maybe just like give me something else off the cusp.
Lock it in.
Okay, let's get to the west region. We got North Carolina versus number 16 Wagner. Everybody knows North Carolina, but I'll just say Wagner's in Staten Island. Owen, what do you think?
I like Petey Pablo, so I'm going to go with North Carolina.
But Petey Davidson is from Staten Island.
I don't like Pete Davidson very much.
So the battle of the Petey's in a way.
And the only fact I got about Wagner, the guy who wrote Basketball Diaries, a movie I haven't seen, with Leonardo DiCaprio, is from there. So it has something to do with basketball.
From Wagner?
Yeah.
Is Wagner playing or is Howard playing? Do we not know yet?
I thought Jim was playing.
Oh, you know what? I didn't do enough research to set up this outline like a day or two ago before these games happened. So there might be team we're wrong about. I'm going to go North Carolina here. Petey Pablo, yeah. North Carolina.
Come on and raise up.
Take your shirt off. Twist it around your head.
Spin it like a helicopter.
Now you have to finish it. That's how PD works.
All right, North Carolina. Lock it in. Lock it in. All right, number 8, Mississippi State versus number 9, Michigan State. Tony Double D, I know you have a take on this game.
The only note I have, both begin with an M and end with the word state. Yeah.
But you can't be wrong. If you pick M State, you're gonna win this one.
I actually have a lot on this game. Mississippi's Grind was a good movie, but I don't remember much about it. It had Ryan Reynolds and Ben Mendelsohn. But on the other hand, Michigan State is weird because it's really close to Michigan. And have you ever thought of two schools that are just like an hour apart, but equally as big? Kind of crazy, huh? Oh, do you have anything?
Mississippi's the most fun state to spell. So that's the only
insult.
MISSISSIPPI. And then if you go back, could you spell it backwards fast, guys? IPPISSISSIM.
I can, but only because I'm looking at it on my screen.
Mississippi State, lock it in, baby.
Actually.
Nope.
Owen nailed how to spell Mississippi. I would love to hear him spell Michigan.
Why? I Why? Know I can, it's but now I'm nervous that I can't do it.
Right,
M-State, baby.
Yeah. Why don't we lock in M-State for this?
M-State's got it.
For
yeah.
sure.
M-State. All right.
We're locking it in.
Lock it in. All right, number 5, St. Mary's versus number 12, Grand Canyon. St. Mary's has a lot of Australian guys historically. I didn't know if you guys knew that.
That's weird. Why?
They found like a market where they can like recruit really good basketball players that is kind of untapped.
Where is that? Where is St. Mary's?
It's in California.
Okay, I was going to say the only way you're getting all those Australian people to come over is if it's some nice weather.
I think that's where...
In Notre Dame, Indiana.
No, that's Notre Dame, St. Mary's is completely different. you could ask our friend George. His mom actually went there. St. Mary's in
okay.
Notre Dame.
But that Tony, Della Vadova went to St. Mary's.
So it sounds like Tony Double D knows a lot about this one. So who do you think's gonna win?
Let me say something about Grand Canyon really quick. When I was in high school, we went on a road trip across California to Arizona. And we went to the Grand Canyon. And while I was there, I threw an orange, like an empty orange Tic Tac container down to the Grand Canyon. And my dad yelled at me. So I'm out on Grand
Rightfully
Canyon.
Rightfully so. Your dad should have punished you. He should have made you walk home for that. Or at least go out and grab it.
I'm
what a twist in that story, because you kind of paused when you said I threw an orange And I'm like, okay, not too bad.
But an orange Tic-Tac container. I feel like that is potentially one of the worst types of things to throw, just that big old hunk of plastic.
I just wasn't thinking. I was just trying to, I don't know. I just wanted to, I had something in my hand. I wanted to see how long
I was going to say, would have been cool to see how long it took to get to the bottom, though.
Exactly. St. Mary's.
Wait, you didn't take my take.
Oh, Tony Double D. You're the most needy commentator.
Well, he did like 5 hours of work for, so I feel like we should let him, say what he's got.
Tony's working hard for you, Kev. Grand Canyon, biggest transformation ever, right?
the actual thing.
The
river, you know, transformed it, made it a deep crevasse.
That's a good point.
St. Mary's wouldn't allow trans people into the school.
The Notre Dame one?
Yes. The Notre Dame one. In November 2022, St. Mary's in Notre Dame, Indiana, announced a new policy.
After this is over, I want you to look up what division that program might not even be in. Division one.
Well, I think it's a girls' school too. Yeah. So,
all right, because Tony Double D has his facts a little bit wrong, I think we got to go St. Mary's.
I picked the Grand Canyon, and my notes next to it was, "Can you imagine?" And that was it. So,
John Lennon's here.
No religion.
Let's imagine in this case that Tony's trans battle is correct. In that case, I gotta go Grand Canyon.
Get Mr. B on the phone, see what he has to say about that.
I'm Grand Canyon also. I believe in anyone can transform. So that was the lock-in thing.
Not enough shuffling of papers, Tony. I feel like you didn't take a lot of notes. I want some light.
I got a lot of notes. I got like five pages.
They are printed out bold. They have hyphens, bullet points.
All right. Here's what I think is the most interesting matchup of the region. We have number 4 Alabama versus number 13 Charleston. Charleston, Southern Charm. Come on. Good show.
I'm all in on Charleston.
Kevin.
It's a great
S-Town.
I know. Alabama. I know.
Has S-Town won any of these? Or no? Have we said no to Alabama this whole time?
I never even finished S-Town. I only listened to like an episode and a half.
Something tells me that Alabama is just going to sweep everything, and it's going to be Alabama all the way through.
I do think I would rather visit Charleston. I believe.
Yeah, I don't want to step foot in Alabama. If I'm in Alabama, it's going to be for like an hour just to say like, hey, yeah, I've been here, and then I'm out.
I imagine just like walking in and immediately whacking my neck to kill a mosquito because I'm very
accurate.
Couldn't that happen in Charleston, South Carolina too?
I don't think so.
I'm in like a, I imagine myself being in a speakeasy.
Yeah, they got a no skeeters policy in Charleston.
Oh, a speakeasy and no skeeters? Let's lock in Charleston. Oh, and do us the honors. Lock it in. What was the sound for the lock?
I thought it was. I thought we were shooting a gun this whole time. Is it an actual jail cell?
No, it's that's the key.
Okay, so it's. Yeah. Okay.
And then a gun.
And then somebody says lock it in. Okay. All right. This matchup, I have some interesting talking points on. No, it's the next one I have interesting talking points on. So
I can take this one over.
Are we talking number 6 Clemson versus number 11 New Mexico, Tony?
Yes, I call this the Sean Watson pick. Guess how much a body massage is in New Mexico?
$75.
Which part of New Mexico? We in Albuquerque?
Where the school? It's actually located at the school. They have body massages for students.
It's for free. If it's for the students and this is a thing, this seems
no.
Oh, not free.
Tony gets right to the point. $60. Who likes massages? Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
So which team do you like?
Oh, New Mexico.
Okay.
I got something for here, Kevin, and this might have to, this is to your story. So Grand Canyon, does it go through any part of New Mexico too? Like tip of it? Any part?
Couldn't begin to tell you.
Hmm. Well, Clemson, they're the oranges, right?
Oh.
You threw orange Tic Tacs down the Grand Canyon. So I feel like this is a very important game for you, Kevin. So you have to pick correctly.
What was the part that caused you stress in the situation? Was it the orange or the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, who was it? Clemson, were they, did they make you angry and you wanted to throw those oranges down the Grand Canyon? The Grand Canyon won and ate it, or did the oranges, you know,
let me say this,
beat up Grand Canyon?
My dad yelled at me that day, and my dad has since come on our podcast and gave us our most downloaded episode. I gotta go Grand Canyon in New Mexico.
All right. Well,
can we lock it in?
Then. Kevin, lock it in.
Lock it in.
All right. Kev, okay. Lock it in.
Lock it in. All right. Now, this is what I think is the most interesting matchup of this last 2 minutes. Number 3, Baylor versus number 14, Colgate. And let me say first, does Baylor, does that not make you think of the word bailiff instantly?
Yeah.
I think of a kid from Team Mom, like the kid's name. Baylor? Like that sort of thing.
There's this volleyball player, I think, this girl volleyball player that looks crazy that plays for Baylor. She's got like no neck. That's what I think of. There's a video. Shows up all the time. I'll send it to you guys.
Shows up where?
On this site called Pornhub or something. Just on the gram.
All right. Let me so I'm not
Baylor's Baylor, too churchy too, right? They're the wrong church too.
I didn't know that. I just know they make me think of a bailiff, which I wouldn't want to do.
This isn't easy. This is easy. So Baylor against Colgate. What type of toothpaste do you guys use?
Not Colgate.
Sensodyne.
Almost never Colgate. Hmm.
Sensodyne.
This made it way harder because we use Crest.
I have a question about toothpaste because I feel like I never even thought about toothpaste. I just bought the cheapest one until I met Lisa, and she buys like fucking, I mean, this is Dennis. I'm talking about Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis's wife buys Sensodyne, which now I'm like, I guess I only use Sensodyne now. I would never bought that. I don't have sensitive teeth.
Okay, I have a counterpoint. I would say my biggest preference when it comes to toothpaste is that the cap is attached to the toothpaste.
That is a great...
But you great. Never know if the cap is attached to the toothpaste until you get home.
Isn't it a surprise, Kevin? I can't stand yeah. that either. It's like, why is this one and not have a cap attached? We have an unattached cap right now, and that cap is never on the damn toothpaste.
You don't see it again. It's like, I would say, you know what? I think it's obvious. We got to go Baylor in this situation.
But caps never attached on Colgate.
No, I think Colgate is forever attached.
My kids have Crest. They have Crest, not Colgate.
And Crest is unattached, right? I'm using Crest right now, and I have to screw that thing back on.
Yes.
Colgate, I think, is always attached.
Kevin, lock it in. Colgate.
All right, let's get near and dear to home because we got number 7 Dayton versus number 10 Nevada. Tony Double D, I know you got to take on Dayton versus Nevada.
I think it's just a simple question for both of these schools. Have I partied there? Dayton? Yes. Nevada? Yes. I'm torn. I don't know.
Let me make a case against both amazing party places. I used to visit Dayton a lot in college, and all the guys that went to Dayton, they looked like they ran cross country in high school.
They're the Flyers, baby.
They just weren't they were just kind of nerds, you know? But yeah, I don't know. Like if I had a party one place now, it would be Nevada, not Dayton. Owen, what do you think?
I don't like Nevada. I don't like the desert. I'm not a Las Vegas fan. I know you guys are. I'm going with Dayton. The Flyers, you know that their planes That's where the Wright brothers is, around that area.
Out of homage to Masters of Air and Austin Butler, I would swing my vote to Dayton.
I think it's the right pick.
I like Dayton.
We've partied in both.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
We're going to need to add one more snippet to that for the next region. All right, last matchup of the region. Boy, is this going to be a big one. Number two, Arizona versus number 15, Long Beach State. Oh, and tell us about Arizona.
Man, this is great. Going down this list is like, shit, I lived here. I lived here. I lived here. It's like all these states, it's like I lived here and I don't like them. So I really, like I just said in the last one, I hate the desert. I did not like living in the desert. I'm going south side Long Beach for Vince Staples.
To play devil's advocate here, I lived in LA, and Long Beach is weird because it's very close to LA, but also completely different. Tony Double D, what do you think about Long Beach versus Arizona?
I kind of looked at what they represent. So Arizona, sorry, I don't know why my accent changed there. I call this the battle for cinema. Okay. Steven Spielberg went to Long Beach. Did you know that, Kevin?
I didn't.
And Owen?
Yeah, I knew that.
Tony, are you a movie freak?
I am. And
what? Who do you think should have won the Oscar?
Huh?
Who do you think should have won the Oscar, Tony Double D, for Best Picture?
For Best Picture of cinema?
Yeah, of cinema.
The Best Picture that I watched. The best movie.
Quit stalling, Tony Double D. Okay, let's hear it.
All right. Who went Arizona? Guess who went there? A Kardashian. What do you think? When you think of cinema, Spielberg, Kardashian, Kevin, who? What movies have you seen more?
A Kardashian. I've never seen E.T., but I've seen.
Spielberg did E.T.?
Her. Yeah. I've seen her E.T. Does that make sense?
I mean, I get it.
It sounds like a Kanye lyric.
Kevin, does not make sense, but I know what you're trying to say.
Arizona.
You guys can lock it in. I'm unlocked on that one.
All right, who do we like in the region? We had Charleston, Arizona, Dayton, Baylor.
I feel like
Colgate.
I feel like it's a matchup between Colgate and the Grand Canyon.
Oh, I think I got one. Why don't we go with M State?
Ooh, M State. Yeah. Yeah, that is a really good pick.
Yeah, all right, we're going with M State.
Right, let me put that in there.
All right, before we get into the South region, I just want to point out one thing and ask a question for Tony Double D. We picked Morehead State to win the first region, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely are
going to win. Okay. So we have M State versus M State.
I love it. Bracket right. Busters, baby.
Tony Double D. We want a little bit more about your past. Where did your name Tony come from?
I was born Anthony, and my daddy was also named Anthony, and I couldn't be like him, so they call me Tony.
See? Okay. All right, let's get into the South region. And I would say this one, I'm surprised this happened because I think this would have been a great matchup versus for Morehead State. Morehead versus Longwood.
That's what I'm thinking too. I'm Longwood all day.
That sounds like choking should be
They're in the Midwest. It makes
it like a grambling state, but I think that's not a word that
almost sounds like gargling.
Yeah. All right, well, we got Houston versus number 16, Longwood. Longwood's great. It's in Richmond, or 40 minutes outside of Richmond. Richmond's supposed to be great. Tony Double D, I don't know if you're a Diet Sig fan, but Diet Sig, the band, they're located in Richmond.
I love them. Daddy liked them. I like them.
Your daddy turned you on to them in 2017. Yeah. 20. But I would like to make a quick case for number one Houston, one of the favorites in the tourney. I listen to this song, Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangster, a lot. A song that's famously from Houston. And I like to imagine myself rolling through Houston in the summer on like a really hot day in my top down convertible, listening to Chopped and Screwed Houston rap. And for me, just that imagination.
Yeah, if you fit,
makes me want to go Houston.
You'll fit right in.
Where is Longwood at? I was picturing that was in California.
It's outside of Richmond.
Oh, Houston then. I'm in for that. Lock it in.
Houston?
Yeah.
Owen?
You guys could go with whatever, because this is a collective group. I'm a Longwood guy, because I just really think that they've been trying to play each other for so long, Moorhead and Longwood, and no one's let them play. So
here's where my head's at, my Moorhead. If you're playing Moorhead, it's going to be hard to keep Longwood, you know?
Yeah.
So Moorhead and winner.
After a while, you're just like, all right, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah. I feel like it would end up being Moorhead versus Softwood.
And there's a lot of Houston, we got a problem.
All right, lock it in. Houston, baby. Houston.
I think it's Houston. You're calling for Houston.
lock it in.
Yeah.
Number 8, Nebraska versus number 9, Texas A&M. We're coming off of Oscars fever. Did you guys see the movie Nebraska with Will Forte?
Yes. No. I have seen that movie.
It's a weird movie, but it's pretty good.
The black and white turned me off. I just, for some reason, I'm like, I can't. So much more effort to put in to watch a black and white movie than any other movie.
And Texas A&M, I mean, it's, what does A&M stand for?
Agriculture and mining.
I feel like you don't need to go to school for that, right? Or is this just for basketball?
For mining? Yeah, you think miners go to college?
Did you imagine
the
that?
The whole point is to go to college to get away from mining.
Yeah. So I can't imagine them being very good at basketball then.
I agree with Owen. The name Texas A&M just reminds me of algebra. And I feel like I got to solve for Texas.
A plus M.
Texas A plus M.
Yeah, the only God saving grace I could give to Texas A&M is it makes me think of A&W root beer.
I put that note
which
too.
Which is a delicious treat.
Yeah, I put that and M&M. So it's like, it's not good like those two.
Is that your favorite root beer?
I don't think I have a favorite root beer. I don't have any root beer.
IBC, because it comes in the glass bottle. IBC root beer.
I'm not a big glass bottle guy.
They used to have an A&W, or they might still have it, in like a chain restaurant in a bunch of places, and they have root beer on tap, and it's
delicious.
They
have it in Texas. It's a big Texas thing, so.
All that said, I got to go Nebraska. Yeah. Are we ready to lock it in?
Lock it in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Lock it in. All right. Here's what I would argue the most interesting matchup in this region is.
I agree.
Let's see if Dennis has, or Tony. I'm sorry. I'm used to having a different host here.
It's my dead name.
Number 5, Wisconsin versus number 12, James Madison. Tony Double D, tell us what you think about this game.
Okay, so two famous alumni from here. Sean William Scott, Wisconsin. James Madison.
President.
He's not an alumni, but he's named after the school. ChatGPT, I asked it, give me something between Sean William Scott and James Madison. First answer, they're both Americans. Lock it in.
Who are we locking in?
The Americans.
Okay.
I'm with that. I guess I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the curveball. James Madison is located in Virginia. Wisconsin is located in Madison, Wisconsin. It's the Battle of the Madisons.
Oh, so let's take Madison. I think Madison wins.
I think
wins.
We take Madison on this one because I liked Billy Madison. It's one of my favorite movies. I think we just got to go Madison here.
Billy. So I put in.
I like the M's. Keep the M's.
All right, Madison's got this.
Is there an M state in this region? There isn't. That's going to be a problem. All right, next up we have number 4, Duke versus number 3, Vermont. I don't care for this game.
Is Duke and Yale the same school?
They're not. Yes.
I mean, in your head, though, they're the same school, right?
I think, who's the famous Duke coach, basketball coach?
Coach K.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I know there's a difference, because I know Coach K. Yeah, but,
you know, same school, same colors, same idea. I will tell you that I know where Duke is. That's in North Carolina. Am I right?
Do you know where Vermont is?
I'm going to guess it's in Vermont.
No.
So
Notre Dame, Illinois.
Duke. I don't know. Isn't there something going on with Kate Middleton and the Duke in England, right? Is there?
Right? This is, you got in my notes. You're on my notes here.
Somebody's so hacking Tony's emails.
I got the codes. I got in.
You fucker.
Locking in
your, you play dumb with your microphone, but you know how to hack. All right. Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, wife is missing. Famous Vermont alumni, Ben Affleck. What movies?
Ben Affleck?
Yeah. Gone Girl, The Town, Middleton, Middleton, Gone Girl.
You are on to something here, Tony.
Lock it in.
Ben Affleck. Lock it in, Vermont.
Okay, I'll take it, Vermont. That's, you got me, yeah, you got me convinced. I bet. Vermont.
You really got me thinking about that.
Holy shit.
Middletown, The Town. That's what sold me.
Is Vermont going to win the whole thing? Is Vermont going to win?
An Air. That's a basketball movie.
Sounds right? Like, you know, Kate Middleton might be saving her appearance for
next matchup.
For that match, she's gonna be sitting courtside.
She's gonna pull a Taylor Swift. They're just doing it for ratings. Yeah,
she's at the Duke Vermont game.
She's like Middleton. Me.
All right, here we go. Number 6, Texas Tech versus number 11, NC State. Okay. Why are Texas schools so specialized? Yeah,
Texas Tech, minors. You guys, this isn't ITT Technical Institute. I do not like this school. So
the only case I can make for Texas is I'd have to go back to that trip to the Texas Roadhouse where the rolls were very, very good. But I don't know if you've seen NC State. Tony Double D, have you seen some of the players on this team?
No, I think I'm going
to. No, I actually think I forgot to take a note on this team.
Can you go ahead and just Google their best player really quick? Because he's a big, fat, fat guy.
Oh, hear really? Me out, guys. Yeah. I think, you know, we have M State, and then we have State, you know, in the South. NC State, or we could just call him State, and we could have it the Battle of the States. Oh, yeah,
we could just.
So it's state for state against state and state.
I don't even need to. I can't understand you all, but I do like NC State for that reason.
I have no fucking clue what you're saying, but.
But yeah, I could see state.
State go might the whole go way. The whole way, right?
I could see it happening, yeah.
So wait, I Googled the best player, number 30?
Maybe he's not the best player. Just type in fat guy, NC State. But let's get into the next matchup. We're locking in. Can you lock in NC State for us, Tony?
Lock it in.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Kevin, I'm just seeing a picture of Shrek. All right.
There's just a fat guy. It's a great movie. State. All right. Our next matchup in this region, number 3, Kentucky versus number 14, Oakland. Tony, I know you got something to say about this.
All I imagine in this matchup is a guy from Kentucky boxing a guy from Oakland. And I feel like the guy from Oakland would kick his ass.
Yes. So, and what do you think?
Oakland.
I feel like Oakland needs it. They lost the A's. They lost the Raiders.
Right. Can I throw a wrench on
Don't
the
talk about how you live right next to Kentucky and how every gas station, they got their shirts off.
I work
off.
Out every day. I work out every day in Kentucky.
Kentucky is right next door to me. So don't know if you guys know this. But there.
Right. So as we know, Oakland is the home of the hyphy movement.
You know, I live next to Kentucky.
Oakland is the home of the hyphy movement. The Oakland A's, Moneyball, great movie. However, Oakland University is in Michigan.
What?
You're fucking me. Tony don't get things wrong.
I don't like
unless
it.
Unless I'm wrong.
I don't like being tricked. I don't like trickery. I'm calling off the game.
Black in Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky you win because you got to expose these guys.
Oh.
Lock it in.
Yeah. Lock it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's a drinking game. You got to remember.
Yeah, it's that. Cheers to the governor. Cheers to the Duke. All right. We got our last matchup of the region.
There's two more.
Oh.
Florida versus Boise.
Yes. Number 7, Florida versus number 10, Boise State or Colorado is what I have.
Oh, I thought it was Boise State in Colorado. I was like, what the fuck?
That's as stupid as Oakland and Michigan, idiot.
Number 10, Boise State / Colorado University
of Texas.
Actually, when I looked it up, it was Florida versus TBD, and I didn't know what TBD was.
Oh, dude, they're sick. They're so good. They're one player.
Yeah, it stands for Taco Bell Dog. So Florida versus the Taco Bell Dog.
I don't know. I'm going for State.
I like TBD in this situation.
I take them. They're good.
My only thing about Florida is Aaron Hernandez killed a lot of people, but he also had CTE. So is he to blame, Tony Double D?
Come on, Tone.
So you know Aaron Hernandez is a friend of mine still.
God bless his
and
soul.
You're asking me about him. I believe the man did kill, and he wanted to kill. Good friend of mine, though. Good friend.
Yeah, Tony, famously a friend of Aaron Hernandez. Rest in
peace. Still.
Yeah, famously a current friend. All right, lock in TBD.
Lock it in. Yes.
Okay. My last matchup is Marquette, number 2, versus number 15, Western Kentucky. I'm so sick of Kentucky, man.
Isn't Marquette in Kentucky or something? Some bullshit like that? Or is this Wisconsin?
Marquette is in Milwaukee. And I will say this about Milwaukee. Devin, from our podcast, went there, our Housewives podcast. And I remember her husband, Sam, telling me that Milwaukee was cool because they had pedal wagons. That take did not hold up, did it?
Pedal wagons, like...
like those bars every fucking downtown in the world has.
Yeah, that's like the least... that's my least favorite thing out there.
Hey, let's go to a bachelorette party and go on pedal wagons.
Are we going Western Kentucky?
Yes, we have to, since Marquette has pedal bars.
Okay. Lock it in, Owen.
Lock it in.
Oh, we're doing it backwards.
Wrong drink.
Let's try to do it backwards, Tony W.
Cheers, Governor.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're on to the last region.
Oh, all right, now who do we pick from the South? We got to get somewhere from the South.
I thought we were going State.
Yeah, State's going to win it all.
Yeah, State. I'm down.
State. All right, so we have M State, State.
Against State.
In our Final Four right now.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm very curious. I mean, those seem like a lock in my opinion, but I'd be very curious to see who that fourth spot is based on this last region.
I got an inkling of who I think is going to, you know, take it for the Midwest.
Midwest region. Starts off with number 1 Purdue versus either number 16 Montana State, I like them, or Grambling State.
It looks like I got the updated bracket. Aaron Hernandez just texted me. Grambling is in.
Grambling is in. They're hot right now. You know, they just won. They haven't lost since their last game. So
I like Grambling because it almost looks like the word gambling, and I wish I was at the craps table right now, just throwing dice.
I don't think we have to talk anymore about it. I think you just sold us.
Let me just say this about Purdue.
Purdue, it's in Kentucky, isn't it?
No, it's in Indiana.
Do you know where I work out every day?
Purdue has a really tall Asian guy, like a 7'5" Asian guy on their team.
Yao?
He doesn't look like Yao at all, but same vibes.
Same vibes because he's Asian? Is that why? So you got a tall, big, heavy black guy. Reminds you just of like Shaq.
I think we're ready Shaq to lock vibes. In Grambling.
Lock it in. Is that wait, the guy you're talking about, Grambling?
Yeah.
No, he's on Purdue. Look him up.
Oh.
Lock it in.
Really tall, 7'5".
Look it up, lock it in. What am I doing?
Look it up and lock it in. All right, we got Utah State number 8 versus number 9 TCU.
Ribbit.
Tony Double D, I know you don't have many takes on this region. You're pretty bearish on this region, aren't you?
I'm not familiar with the Midwest at all. Even though this is fucking in Texas, doesn't make any fucking sense.
But TCU, you know, they got they're frogs, right? Ribbit. This is another. This seems like another real churchy thing, right? TCU, Texas Christian,
and
then Utah State. I'm assuming it's got to be. There's religion.
There's got to be a lot of Mormons still there.
Again, you got Christians against Mormons.
And I think it goes back to the main question: more head or soaking, as Kevin famously asked.
Utah State, though, listen to this. You walk into a bar in
not Purdue, you walk Indiana. In Utah.
No, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You walk.
I thought this was the start of a joke.
It is.
You walk into a bar, you sit in the bartender, hey, give me 3 shots.
It is the start of a joke, and I set it up. You walk into a bar, you're in Purdue University, and you see that 7'5" Asian guy. What do you say to him? Utah. No,
probably nothing.
Utah.
Oh. shit, lock it in. I like lock that in. Joke. And their lock state, their yes. state, Utah State. So states are hot right now.
I honestly didn't realize it would have an Asian inflection when I said Utah, but I like it even better now.
Utah.
It almost sounds Texas, too.
Ah, shit. Is right. it Texas? Should Texas win then?
Utah.
No, I think we're locking in Utah. All right, next up, number 5, Gonzaga versus number 12, McNeese State. Say no more about Gonzaga. We have Adam Morrison, Sydney Sweeney, and that Macklemore music video with the mopeds.
I knew that Morrison was going to be the first thing that Kevin said from Gonzaga. I've never seen or anytime I think of that guy, I immediately think of Kevin because you were obsessed with him growing up. So, I mean, I'm good with picking him right away because I know that you like that team.
But Kevin or Owen, McNeese State, what does that remind you of? Our favorite teams, M State, McNeese State.
I just have, look, on my bracket, it just says McNeese. It doesn't tell me that they're a state.
Oh, Kevin said state. I have no clue.
I think you
state.
Guys are glossing over the most important fact to hear. Sydney Sweeney is from Spokane, Washington, the same city as Gonzaga. You're not going to
run. She's going to be weighed down, though. She can't run very fast because she's got two big basketballs. So how the hell is she going to win the game for them?
The word Gonzaga reminds me of like a weird word for someone to say penis, like a Gonzaga.
He whipped out his Gonzaga.
Yeah.
I kind of like it like a torpedo, like boobs. Like, she's got a couple of nice Gonzagas.
That's more like it. This way more. Yeah, Gonzaga's definitely.
We're boiling this down to its essence. Okay, I get it now.
Gonzaga's not a penis.
If I was getting more head, I wouldn't mind playing around with those Gonzagas.
We're going to have the perfect March Madness joke.
All right, what are we locking
Gonzaga.
In here,
Gonzaga. It's a big bunch of torpedo Gonzagas.
Lock it in.
All right, number 4, Kansas versus number 13, Samford. Oh, and I know you have a take on this game.
Is Samford stealing from Stanford? Is this a rebranding like Fruit Loops when you get the generic version?
I think it was just an SEO thing, and they're just like, okay, we can't be Stanford, but like maybe we'll get the people who Google.
Yeah, and it's like, what's next? You're going to have Hartford instead of Harvard?
Yeah. So. It kind of sucks because someone could convince me and be like, no, it's been Samford the whole time. Like, Stanford doesn't, like, oh, wow. I thought it was Stanford, but
nah, no, it's okay, Sanford, you idiot.
It's Sanford.
Yeah. They're the Christmas trees.
I'm bearish on Sanford for those exact reasons. But at the same time,
fake it till you make it, though. I kind of like it. Steal the name, steal the glory, get people to accidentally get into your school and be like, yeah, I'm going to Sanford. They're like, oh, Sanford.
And I couldn't be more out on Kansas because of the Chiefs. They got Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Taylor, and I don't care if it's not even in the same fucking state.
Yeah. You're tricking
Kansas City. I'm fucking out.
You're at your Kansas. You're at your graduation party tricking all your aunts, thinking they all are so proud of you because they have a nephew that's going to Samford and they're telling all their friends. So like this is the best school out there right now.
I'm ready to lock in Samford here. Samford,
lock it in.
Samford and Sons.
Lock it in.
Yes.
Next up on the list, we're getting down to a few games here. Number 6, South Carolina versus number 11, Oregon. Tony Double D, I know you weren't too into this game, but can you just give me a gut reaction?
The state of Oregon, I'm a fan of. South Carolina, don't know anything about. Not Georgia's there. What state?
Charleston, you're going there. Or Dennis is going there.
That might have been changed now. Alex Hernandez is
Alex's brother.
He's texting me. Dennis changed his mind about Charleston, going somewhere else, maybe nowhere.
Here's what I think about Oregon. I love the movie or the book Shoe Dog. Great book about Nike, the founding of Nike. I would love to visit the Nike headquarters, but can you imagine living in a city of runners? You driving down the street, everybody and their fucking cousin is running around. You know, you're just feeling like shit. They're dressed like an asshole running. I can't imagine myself ever happy there.
I feel like Seattle's like, or maybe not, Colorado's like that.
Colorado's definitely like that. And
If they're running, everyone's running all the time. It's nice stuff. I feel like people are pretty fit out here. So I think you're right, Kevin. There's going to be a lot of runners out there, but I don't think you're going to have some fatties there too. You can't just have runners, right? It's just Oregon. Yeah. Where in Oregon is it? The whole state? Or are we saying?
I think I'm set on number 11, Oregon, because I used to go to South Carolina every summer. I used to go to South Carolina every summer.
Myrtle Beach,
And my family,
you get a what's it called necklace?
A puka shell necklace. A henna tattoo and a hermit crab.
Yeah, bring a hermit crab, maybe a turtle home.
That thing would it be up at night and scare you?
Nocturnal thing. You thought that they were dead all day, and then they wake you up in the middle of the night,
and you're like here at like cracking its bones together.
Yeah. I love that the Myrtle Beach trifecta. It's the puka shell necklace. A henna tattoo, or if you're a girl, you get your hair braided.
Yes.
And then
you look like Road Dog.
You know what's funny about Myrtle Beach? I remember going there, but I never remember actually being at the beach, like swimming in the water. I remember everything else. I don't remember
To that point, Dennis, when we went back after 10 years of not going there as a family, and it was sad and depressing, and it was sucked to see it as an adult, and it completely ruined it for me because it just like nothing had changed, and it was just so touristy and downtrodden. Yeah. So I have to go number 11 Oregon here despite the runners.
Lock it in.
Just put them out of their misery.
Yeah.
Lock it in. R.I.P. Myrtle Beach. We killed Myrtle Beach.
Here's what I think is the most interesting matchup here in the region. And this is because
I need Akron to win. I need
he's invested. He's heavily invested in this matchup.
I need my house price to go up. I need Akron to be hot. I need people looking at Akron. Pump up that Akron housing market. Akron all the way, baby.
Tony Double D, lock it in. For O's.
Lock my front door, Akron. Baby.
It's the cops.
Not that we need it. And Akron kind of sounds like Akon. And boy, did that guy have a good run.
Akon and Young Jeezy.
Oh, my fucking God. Dude, I've listened to Akon like just on shuffle a month ago. There's a lot of great songs.
And
he was a legend.
One of his best songs 'Cause I'm locked up. So
you can't let me down. So, 'cause I'm locked in. Yep. You can't lock, let me out.
Lock it in. Locked up.
Lock it in. All right. Number 7, Texas versus number 10, Virginia or Colorado State.
It's confirmed Colorado State. Aaron.
It doesn't Hernandez. Matter because my only notes are I like Texas because it's a low-key film school. Wes Anderson and Richard Linklater went there, and I want to go to Austin, but I know I'll hate it.
You know, no, I'm out on Austin. Austin has been probably dog shit for like the last 10 years. It's too overrun. Everyone's there now. Austin's not cool. So we need to just like Texas needs to. And it's they just I don't know. I don't like all these places that just go by their whole state name. Just and let's Texas say, and is let's playing. Say this.
Every other Texas school has an identity. Why couldn't Texas pick one? Why couldn't they be like Texas Communication or Texas Political Science?
Yeah.
Pick a fucking lane, Texas.
Yeah, I agree. Although I have been to Austin over 10 years ago. It was very cool at the time. I've heard that since then it has gotten. And even when I was there 10 years ago, people were like, it's overdone. So like, I can only imagine what it looks like now. Housing market there is going down too. Rent prices fall more than ever. So, which is good for people that really? Live there. But yeah, it was that big boom. Everyone right after 2020 moved out there. They're moving out. So Texas is going that down was, the shitter.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Isn't Elon Musk there?
Yeah, they're all there. They're all leaving now.
Well, I don't know anything about Colorado State, but I'm ready to lock them in.
Deion Sanders?
Oh, duh. Prime time.
Yeah. You think he's not going in there and telling them what to do, the basketball team?
Yeah, he's coaching their basketball team. Yeah,
that's a good point.
He's like, I got expensive cars and expensive watches. You can too if you play well. That's Deion Sanders. So
lock it in, Tony Double D.
Colorado State.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're down. I can't believe we made it, but we're down to our last matchup of the evening. We have number 2, Tennessee versus number 15, St. Peter's. Before you guys speak, I can't believe Tennessee as a number 2 seed. Tony Double D, are you surprised?
I am so fucking shocked.
Yeah. Is it for the same reason as I am?
Oh, it's got to
yes.
be.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, for sure.
Don't even. You can don't I even need to.
No, you know.
I don't need to say it, but I'm going to say it because okay, Owen, say it. You're on the same page. Oh, right? They are not a number 2 seed.
I can't believe you're asking this. You sound so stupid but like, asking.
Go into it for the people that don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Idiots. Go into it.
Tennessee is not a number 2 seed because they are the only.
You know.
They are the only 10 I see.
Yeah.
And
2 seed, they should be right where Virginia / Colorado State is.
Yes.
That's it, right?
Yes.
Owen
said
2 see, and I say to see or not to see.
That's true. That St. Peter said that, right? That same line? Or was that Shakespeare?
Yeah. St. Peter, it's kind of screwing me up because I'm thinking the ST should become after the word.
And I have one more point about tennis. That I Tennessee. That
Peter State. Yeah, I'm going to Peter State too.
Don't get me wrong. I will make a great case for Peter State in 1 second. But we're playing basketball here, right?
What?
We are. At the end of the day, I know it's all about with the money flowing in and the sponsorships NPL. And the
and NIL.
What tennis? Get the tennis out of your name.
Stick to the fundamentals, baby.
So stupid.
If I'm watching the NCAA March Madness, I want to watch basketball C, not tennis C.
I want to see basketball.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And let me nail it on the cross like St. Peter did to Jesus. I used to live across the street from St. Peter's when I was in New. Remember that place we Dennis, you weren't here, but Tony, did Dennis ever tell you about when you crashed on my air mattress in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Where we went to Aaron
told me.
Where we went to when me, Dennis, and Lisa were crashing in like my dorm room / boarding house in New Jersey.
Yes, he's told me, yes.
Yes. That was across the street from St. Peter's. Like literally right across the street. Yes. Like I could throw a
basketball
across.
Yeah, I could throw a basketball or a rock. I picture a
the
rock.
School, it felt like there was no school there in that. It didn't feel like a college town.
It wasn't a college town. It was kind of like how Xavier is, just like a random thing plopped in the middle of a city. All right, we got to go.
Speaking of Xavier, nowhere on the list, huh? They didn't make it?
Yeah, I guess I'm not. I had no idea.
Hmm. Sorry, George.
Wait, who do we like in the Midwest region?
Peter State, I think.
It's not Peter Saint.
Peter State. We got...
I'm kind of going back to Gonzaga.
I like
the image in my head.
So we have State, and Gonzaga.
Yeah, that sounds right to me, though.
Who do we like to win at all?
I think M State might.
Yeah, they might.
But Gonzaga,
State.
That's a pretty cool name, right, guys? And they got that guy, right? Don't they?
Who?
The guy, is that the tall Asian, Gonzaga?
No, that's Purdue.
Well, maybe he'll play for Gonzaga this time.
You're just
tall.
You've been in Washington too long. You're just like, oh, this guy's in Washington. They must have an Asian person.
So are we doing M State, or Gonzaga?
It's M State, and Gonzaga. Who do we think is going to win it all? I mean, we have a lot of people listening here that are going to put their money on the line. We need to take this
seriously.
Yeah,
we got to make sure that we give some good advice to people putting together brackets that are emptying out their 401ks, putting it all down on these picks. M State's good.
I got to go State.
Oh, State or M State?
State.
Yeah, you know, I'll pick that too. Because they're good.
State is good.
The Mormon in me is getting distracted by the sin, the Gonzaga, but I think I'll go State.
All right.
To remain holy.
Lock it in.
All right, there it is.
Are we locking it in?
Yeah, one last lock in. Can we do it?
Can we do it together?
Please.
All right, count it down, Tony Double D.
30. 29. Okay. 26. 25. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram and to... give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
Kevin, any, go.
Yeah. If you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.